Sunday, July 27th. After we finished our concert in Phoenix last night, we took a midnight flight to Boston. I barely slept on that long plane ride. I was so exhausted. I had no idea how I was going to stay awake during our concert tonight. Once we arrived at our hotel, we had a late breakfast. Then Trevor made a big announcement to the Bad Boys, my bandmates and me. Great news! We're going to be doing the biggest concert of our entire tour tomorrow in New York City! And it's going to be filmed for broadcast on national TV at a later date, he exclaimed. It wasn't that big of a deal to the Bad Boys because they've been on television a million times. But it was a really big deal to us. Hey, after this concert, we could actually become famous pop stars. Scooby! My bandmates and I were super excited and raving about it on the way back to our rooms. Mackenzie must have overheard us in the hallway or something, because as soon as I walked through the door, she started asking me questions about the New York City concert.
OMG! I can't believe you guys are going to be on national television! Mackenzie gushed. I've always wanted to be on TV, and I definitely have the pretty face for it. Being seen by millions of people could launch my career and totally change my life. You guys are so lucky.
Thank you. We're excited about it too, I smiled. Suddenly, Mackenzie narrowed her eyes at me. Now that I think about it, performing at a concert on national TV would be the perfect way for me to audition for the Bad Boys instead of waiting until your final show. So, Nikki, we need to start planning my big debut right this minute. I gasped in shock. Was Mackenzie actually serious? We glared at each other. Then we had an intense stare down that seemed to last forever. Okay. It was one thing to let her on stage for the last 10 minutes of our final show at the end of the tour. But there was no way I was letting her on stage on national TV at our biggest concert in the middle of the tour. I'm really sorry, Mackenzie, but I can't do that. It's either the final show like we agreed, or this deal is off.
Fine. I'll just call my dad and tell him to move ahead with his plans to make Fuzzy Friends a parking lot, she snarled. And it will be all your fault.
OMG, I was so upset. I wanted to scream. I was sick and tired of being manipulated by Mackenzie, and I refused to take any more. I knew exactly what I had to do. I took the elevator down to the lobby and found a private spot. Although I was so nervous that my hands were literally shaking, I dialed my cell phone.
Hello, Trevor. This is Nikki. Would it be possible to meet with you ASAP? I have something I need to tell you, the Bad Boys, and my band members. And it's not the best news.
Well, unless it's an emergency, it will have to wait a bit, Nikki. My schedule for the next 24 hours is crazy. I'm in a press conference with the boys right now. After that, I have a meeting with the television producer filming the show in New York City. And, of course, we have the Boston concert tonight.
I understand that you're super busy, but all I need is 5 minutes, I pleaded.
Okay, then. I'll give you 5 minutes. I've already scheduled a meeting tomorrow after lunch to update everyone on our huge New York City concert. But please, try not to worry, Nikki. I know this tour schedule is grueling, and you're probably exhausted. But I assure you, I've been in this business a long time, and what you think is a total disaster is probably, at worst, a mild inconvenience.
Thanks, Trevor. I just hope you still feel that way tomorrow, I muttered as I hung up.
I planned to tell everyone at the meeting about that deal I'd made with Mackenzie and how it had all gotten out of hand. and then I was going to pack up and go home. I was pretty sure I'd be fired on the spot, probably by Trevor, and definitely by Victoria. There was also the possibility that Brandon, Chloe, and Zoe would be so angry and disgusted with me, they wouldn't want to be my friends or my bandmates anymore. Suddenly, I got a text message. I assumed it was Brandon, but it was my mom and dad. It said, "Surprise! A busload of us parents and local fans are making the trip to NYC tomorrow night for your concert. See you soon! Brianna and Daisy say hi! Hugs and kisses!" Just great! Now, I was going to be publicly humiliated in front of my parents and an entire busload of random people from my hometown. Well, at least I'll have a way to get home. My life is so pathetic.